Well, happy new year, and obviously many congratulations on getting back into the England squad.
Thank you.
And I'll come on to that in a little bit if I can. But I want to start by really talking about this new partnership you've got going with NutritionX. Just to tell us about that and why it's so important.
I guess especially for sort of more recent times with me, I've spent a lot of time in the gym concentrating on rehab and trying to get my body back to a good state. So obviously being in partnership with NutritionX is only going to enhance the work that I do in the gym, which is fantastic.
And I've been reading about how they use, you know, very developed scientific methods, know that the supplements that you're going to be using are tried and tested. That must be really important as an athlete to know exactly what you're putting into your body, mustn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's obviously important that you've got that confidence in anything that you're, any supplements that you're taking. And I think if they can give you a performance edge, then that's great as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm guessing that this sort of development of the science behind sport and nutrition has come a long way since you sort of first started playing.
Yeah, definitely. I think probably in the last sort of 5 years or so, I've noticed a massive difference in sort of what's available and sort of the range of different products that are now available from sort of, I don't know, things like caffeine and protein and all sorts of different things. I probably don't know the half of it, but... Yeah, there's certainly a lot of products available now.
Well, it's a big year for England, Lord. Just tell us how you feel to be back in the England squad now.
Yeah, I'm obviously delighted to be back, back with all the girls and going away to New Zealand. It's been a pretty tough sort of year and a half, obviously dealing with my injury and also trying to get my body back into the physical condition it needs to be to play international cricket. So. Yeah, I'm really pleased that I'm back involved and can't wait to hopefully get the opportunity to play again.
I mean, New Zealand as a tour, is that a place you enjoy touring? I know you must have some fine memories from previous tours.
Yeah, we've had some really successful tours there. It's obviously a brilliant country to tour as well. Lots of fantastic scenery and some fantastic grounds as well. I think we're playing in Mount Maunganui and at the Bay Oval, and we're travelling around a lot. So it should be some great experiences, and most importantly, hopefully we can get some more wins on the board.
Yeah, full strength squad going out there now, isn't it? So confidence, I imagine, is high.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a really strong squad that's been picked, and competition for places is probably the highest it's ever been. So. I think whatever 11 goes out onto the pitch will be one that can perform really well.
I mean, the new ICC Women's Championship, which and a lot of people I've spoken to have really sung its praises. I found it very interesting how competitive it's been. We've just seen Pakistan beat Sri Lanka, for example. South Africa have done very well. What's your sort of view on it?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that I guess more countries are able to tour to different parts of the world than previously was possible. So. I think, you know, it enables every country to play against everybody and gives everyone a fair chance. And obviously, it puts more pressure on qualification towards the World Cup. So I don't think there's anywhere to hide. I think it makes every game really important. Hopefully in the three games that we play against New Zealand, we can get full points.
Well, they haven't had a great start, but there'll be a challenge on home soil, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. They're a great side. They've got some high quality players in there, sort of the likes of Susie Bates and Sophie Devine, that have got a lot of experience, Sarah McGlashan. So, they will prove a tough test and we'll have to perform well to beat them.
You mentioned your experience there, Laurie. You've got plenty of experience behind you now, so I imagine you'll be sort of maybe playing the role, sort of helping some of the new girls coming in and guiding them along the way.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've obviously not played recently, but I've got lots of names behind me and experience to call upon. So I'm hoping that the transition back into international cricket will be a smooth one. And if I can help some of the youngsters coming through, then that would be great as well.
And finally, Laura, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on how well the men have been going sort of overnight, beating India. What about them and their chances for their World Cup coming up?
Yeah, I think hopefully their performances will sort of peak at the right time. I think the bowlers especially have done really well in this recent game against India, and hopefully you know, the batters can fire as well. I think we've got a good chance. Maybe not not the favourites, but that sometimes that's a good thing. And you know, if our top order can fire with a bat and the bowlers can be can show some good form, then we're in with a chance. So yeah, wouldn't write us off at all.
Could be an exciting February both for the men and the women, Laura.
Yeah, definitely.
We wish you the very best of luck both with the new partnership with Nutrition X and obviously out there in New Zealand.
Yeah,